We're talking with James Murphy of LCD Sound System. Now, so many people don't walk away when they're on top. Who do you think is more selfish? The band that never progress creatively and just keep on going, or the fans that keep on begging for more?
I don't even know how to... I don't know how to answer for that. I mean, I don't know how to answer that at all. I don't know how other people do things. I just... I know that... I think it must be very different for... Oh, that's a mosquito. It must be very different for a band who was successful when they were young, because it's all they know. They know being successful, and I wasn't.
Right.
So I don't feel like this feels like a blip in my life. This feels like a pretty small... It's a big part of my life.
Yeah.
But it's a pretty small period in my life in a lot of ways. An important period, but it's like, you know, I was 32 when the first single came out, and 35 when the first album came out. So obviously I didn't grow up in a box and then jump out and make a record. So I don't know. I'm not that freaked out by it. I think when bands, are 17 or 22 or whatever, and they're big rock stars, I think... It must be very, very weird to face the world not having been that, because last time they weren't that, they were children.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I can't even imagine. And people asking you to demand that you do things, I always find really funny, because I just trying to imagine myself back when I was a kid, being like, "Hey, I have a list of demands for you." And I like, not something I would consider doing.
You are an elite bunch of musicians that just can command a party at their beck and call. Are you scared of walking away from the fans or not being on board for your next endeavors?
No, I'm not scared. Mm-hmm. It's what's going to happen to a certain degree.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the way it works. It's like you can't, I mean, everybody does that. It's like you're in a band, people like your band. Like, I mean, people, no matter who you are, it's if you're David Byrne, you walk away from Talking Heads, it's like he still does well, he's fine, but he's like, it's not like when they were the Talking Heads.
No,
it's like, it's just the nature of I think it's the nature of how energy works. Something, when you pop that bubble, and when you're in the bubble, you just like, pop, please pop the bubble. But but when you do, like, a lot of energy goes away, and that's just something I'm aware of. So it's not something I'm scared of, it's just something that just seems like inevitable.
Besides your public desire, you've said you want to work with Arcade Fire. What other bands are you really wanting to either produce or collaborate with?
I don't know. I don't really think in those terms so much. Like, my friends.
Yeah.
People on DFA that I haven't been able to work with. Holy Ghost, and I haven't been able to done. I did their first single, and I haven't been able to do anything since.
Yeah.
Planning to Rock, like, basically it's my friends, like,
yeah,
you know, that's a big part of it, like, and just wanting to do some different stuff. You know, I'm not like longing to get into a big pop record producing. I don't think I would be very good at it.
Oh, I disagree, because the way you compose and the intricacies you do, and you tease listeners, you tease people about, when I listen to a song like You Wanted a Hit, it starts off one way and then you completely shake us up and go a different direction, like a drug trip would.
Yeah, but that's a 9-minute song. I mean, it's like, that's, that's like, there's a reason that, you know, some of the songs people like the most on the record are like almost 10 minutes long.
Yeah.
That's not a good pop producer, you know?
No, it's not, but that sometimes that's what pop needs, is that outside aspect of things that, you know, here's a different mind going into things in a different direction. You know, it could be Pop Star X, but Pop Star X doesn't know what to think of because they are seeing a song in one direction. Then a head like yours comes in with a completely different mindset and can totally change things up.
Well, I mean, I think in reality the way it works is if you do things that are slightly different, or I don't think we do anything particularly weird. It's just like, I like long songs and stuff. But then people just go, oh, that's those weird guys that do the long songs. And then they just go back to doing the crap that they do because they get paid. Like, nobody does anything different.
No.
They might steal a synthesizer sound or something, but that's about it. Like, they're not really interested, I think, for the most part. There's too much money at stake for those people.
One thing you did this year was help the Ben Stiller from Greenberg with its scoring. Is that something you're going to do more of in the future?
Not so much.
No.
I mean, I loved it because the director's a friend of mine.
Yeah.
So the way I did it was the same as if my friend was making a movie in his house.
Yeah.
He edited it across the street from my studio. I would walk over. We'd talk about music. I'd go make some music. It wasn't like I'd never had to deal with the industry. And I think getting out of the record industry to get into the movie business would be like the stupidest thing I've ever heard. It's like jumping out of a sea full of sharks into a tank full of piranhas.
Well, it's worked for some musicians. I was just wondering if it was going to work for you.
Yeah, I don't like the industry enough. And I'm also just not the... I don't like soundtracks. I don't like scores very much. I like songs. Mm-hmm. I like if I were to make a movie, I would mostly fill it with songs. Yeah. I wouldn't fill it with like emotional string suck passages. I find that stuff really boring. So in general, soundtrack work just kind of turns me really off. But working with somebody like Noah, who's like a big music nerd, and who I could have conversations with, where I was able to like make period pieces, like make missing songs from eras and genres and things like that for the movie, that was really fun because it's just a different kind of... And it's like just a different kind of challenge. But trying to be like, oh, can you make it sad here? It makes me want to shoot myself.
It does seem like a very constrictive art form. Well, we know you got a jet, so we're not going to hold you up. The party's going to begin tonight at the Pavilion. James Murphy, thanks for the time.
Well, thank you very much. It was my pleasure.